إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه وبعد we continue inshallah with our series on deceptions of this life and one of those deceptions is the deception which tells us that happiness comes from big things so we wait for some big event to happen whether it's a festival whether it's a marriage whether it's a big gift whether it's going to some place a holiday you know some vacation whether it's a promotion in a job whether it's some doing some big deal in a business so we spend a lot of time waiting for big events Whereas the reality is that happiness comes from appreciating small things. Happiness also comes from big things, but how many times in your life do you get married? How many times do you get married and you are happy? Yeah? So let's put it that way. The first time. After that you may get married, but I don't know if you are happy or not happy. How many times in your life do you get an Armani suit as a gift? Alhamdulillah, I got it once, thanks to a very good and dear friend of mine. But how many times will somebody bring you a $10 shirt? Many times, right? So if you wait for a $1,200 suit, maybe you will get it once in a lifetime. But if you appreciate every $10 shirt, And there are lots to feel, lots of times that you feel happy. The key thing is to appreciate the small things in life because they happen every day. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created for us lives which are full of happiness. And that is the secret. Many times people wonder, you know, they say, oh, but how is it that there is somebody, a poor person, somebody working on a construction site, somebody in a village, and so on, little children, how is it children seem to be so happy? Generally speaking, children are far happier than adults. And we say, oh, but you see, they have no worries. But I think it's more than that. Children are happy because they appreciate small things. Every little thing is something the child feels delighted with. He gets a chocolate, he is very happy to get a chocolate. Whereas if you get a chocolate, you're worried about calories. So, we destroy our own happiness by complicating our lives unnecessarily. So, the secret of happiness is to appreciate the small things. Do we really feel, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a smile is sadaqah. Imagine the Islam underlines this. If you look at the hadith, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us to appreciate small things. He said, smile, because smile is sadaqah. Allah actually will reward you if you smile. He said, spread salam, afshus salam. Spread salam, say salam to people. Salaamu alaikum, salaamu alaikum, salaamu alaikum. Greeting of the Jannah. Salaman, salama, Allah said, people will say, the malaika and the khuddam of Jannah, they will say, salam, salam. Spread salam, how much effort does it take? Small things, small little things. Say alhamdulillah for everything, whatever you see, alhamdulillah. You see something beautiful, subhanallah. So it is zikr. We get reward for this as well. And makes you happy. Because you are noticing those small things. It's very important to make the effort to notice the small things. You know, sometimes when I come into the masjid in the morning, I open the masjid and I come inside. And I find that whoever locked the masjid the previous night, we have alhamdulillah several of the brothers who locked the masjid, but whoever locked the masjid, before locking the masjid, as soon as I enter the masjid, I find that all the musallas, janimazas have been nicely, properly spread, everything is in a line. It's so nice to see that. You feel very happy, alhamdulillah. You know, somebody is taking care of it. It's a small thing, it's not nothing big. But that small thing is a source of happiness. So my day begins happily. I open the door of the masjid, I say, alhamdulillah, very nice, somebody has taken the trouble to do that. Now, my point is, if I don't appreciate that, no, maybe not. But if I appreciate it, I am the one who is benefiting. The one who did that is not doing it for my benefit. He is doing it, alhamdulillah, he is a good human being. He wants to do khidmat of the masjid, may Allah reward him. Alhamdulillah. But we can get benefit from that and we can, makes us feel happy. Alhamdulillah. Small little things. Yeah? We changed the tires of my green Bentley the other day. And I really went and looked at the tires. They look nice. New tires, So my wife is saying, why are you walking around the car? I said, well, the tires look nice. Who said you can't appreciate a tire? Huh? I'm saying small things. This is the key. The key thing is if we can teach ourselves to appreciate the small things in life, then you will live a very happy life, believe me. No matter how much money you have, you don't have, no matter which situation you are in, there's always going to be some nice thing that happens. Some small thing which happens. Some food is cooked in a particular way, somebody brings something and gives it, somebody says something nice to you, whatever. If we learn to appreciate the small things, we live a very happy life. But instead of that, if we get focused on only the big things, then you have to wait a long time sometimes, because those big things don't happen very often. And as I said, some happen only once in a lifetime. Others may happen more often than that, but you wait a long time, years before that big thing happens to you. So ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open our eyes to the beautiful life that He gave us and the ability to thank Him. And He gave us this ability to appreciate the good things. What is the value? I always keep saying this, especially in today's world. When you read about all the horrors that are happening everywhere, what is the value of coming into our masjid and praying Salatul Fajr peacefully, without any threat, without any turmoil, without any disruption, without worrying about any of that? When we wake up in the morning, do we say, well, is the masjid still there? Even the thought doesn't cross our minds. Has it been vandalized? When I go there, what horror am I going to see? Nothing. That even the thought doesn't come. Alhamdulillah, Allah has kept us in a place which is safe. And Alhamdulillah, Allah has kept us well. So we wake up without a thought. We come, we open the masjid. Nice place. We stand in salah peacefully. We pray. We do our fajr reminder. We go home. Alhamdulillah. What is the value of that? I mean, I'm saying these are things which we need to feel happy about. Alhamdulillah. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, Alhamdulillah. Always keep this and spread this. Give it to those people, those of our brothers and sisters who don't have it, give it to them. Put safety into their lives, put khair into their lives, take away their fears, take away their trials and tribulations. We make dua, inshallah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should help them. But I'm saying what we have, let us learn to appreciate it and to spread this word that, and tell people also constantly, appreciate the good, appreciate the small things in life. And that is the absolute key to happiness. Where I sit in the morning in my study and I look out on the balcony, there is the new plant that I put there, frangipani tree, which I planted. It's got three leaves. Now there is a fourth one which is sprouting. So every day when the sun when the sun shines, a particular angle the sun shines from there, that fourth one which is sprouting, which is very small, which is about maybe half a centimeter now, that thing literally shines, the green thing, when the ray of the sun falls on it, it shines. And I sit there in my study, I have a cup of tea there, and I look at that, I feel so happy looking at that thing, the little piece of green which is coming out of that wood, which is sprouting, that leaf. My point is, it makes me happy, Alhamdulillah, I feel very happy, Alhamdulillah, I'm seeing this thing. While I'm having my tea, which again, see, this is the, I'm saying small things. My tea, I make tea which is a combination of bergamot and mint. So I have two flavors in that. And the aroma of that tea, when it's made properly, you drink that tea. He's laughing. But this is the reality. This is what happiness is. You see, you look at that, you drink your tea, you see that thing, alhamdulillah, you feel very happy. So the morning begins well, alhamdulillah, you feel very, and it didn't take any money, this didn't take any effort, nothing, it's all for free. Imagine, all of this is for free. The sun shining on the leaf is free. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he didn't charge us for this, right? But we make people so happy. Bird chirping. I mean, yeah, exactly. I mean, at that time in the morning, you know, a lot of birds chirping. You hear the sound of, alhamdulillah, we live with a lot of greenery around. So, you know, you have all these birds. None of that costs money. All of that is for free. Now, but if you notice, I mean, if you don't notice, if you don't appreciate, you don't say, alhamdulillah, then it's gone, you know. I mean, the bird doesn't, as I say, the bird doesn't sing because it has a message. It sings because it has a song. So, alhamdulillah, it's all of this is available to us. I want to end with that. Which is alhamdulillah rabbil alameen, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us so many reasons to be happy. But all those good reasons, most of them come in small packages. So we need to feel happy about the small things. Then you find that you are very happy. Not wait for those big things. May Allah give us a lot of big things also, but I'm just saying that key thing is this. Feel happy about the small things and inshallah Allah makes us very happy. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك ارحم.